episode of the podcast. How you guys doing? I am still experimenting with recording devices. That's my new thing. I don't know why I'm a little bit obsessed with recorders. I'm not really obsessed. I'm just trying to find the best deal on a recording device that actually records my voice in a quality that is pleasant for people to listen to. And because here's the thing, I record my podcast on the computer and have a mic that's pretty good. And but I want to be on the go and have that ability to record stuff, mainly because I drive a lot. I'm a truck driver. I've said that many times, and I thought it would be a good idea to maybe do some podcasting from the truck, since I spend so much time in it anyways, and it's going to be more efficient, because sometimes I'm rushing to go home and I have to record a podcast on Wednesday, because I usually try to release one on Sunday or Monday, and Wednesday or Thursday, so I release two a week. And sometimes it's hard, and oftentimes when I'm ready to record, I really have nothing interesting to say. I don't have any ideas, but sometimes I do have weird ideas while I drive. Sometimes driving serves as a form of meditation or just reflection on your life and what did you do to make yourself having a shitty job. Yeah, my computer updates something, so I don't know if the mic picks that up. A little ding. So I thought maybe it's a good idea. Sometimes I spend hours waiting at some shitty warehouse for some douchebag to pull out 5 pallets of freight out of my trailer. I mean, if I had a recording device that I can have with me, I can just start recording my thoughts, and maybe if it's a good idea, if it's a good enough audio quality, I can probably release that. And another reason that I want to have a recording device on the go is that I can probably record some of my sets that I do, comedy sets, and maybe release that in a form of some sort, like little compilation of jokes maybe or something. I tried to do that earlier, you know, a few months ago, and I mean, I don't know if anyone has listened to it. It's called the Comedy Mixtape, and I put it on Google Play. And what it is essentially a compilation of favorite jokes of mine that I did at this place called The Abbey. And because every time you do a set there, they would record it and send it to you if you want to. So I had those recordings, and I mean, it's a video clip, right? But it has audio, so I extracted the audio from the video clip and cut the jokes into a little separate pieces, you know, separate jokes, and I kind of combined them together from different appearances of mine there. And I mean, it doesn't feel like a one whole show. It's free. And I was thinking maybe I can do something like that. Or now I'm starting to get more stage time. Maybe if I start doing longer sets, I can record those. And maybe eventually even try to do longer, like 45 to an hour set. And I can just record it and put it on iTunes or something. Or Google Play. And that's why I'm I'm searching for the recorder that would serve the purpose. And this is what I'm recording with now. It's a thing that I bought on Amazon, and it's a little record. It's a like a voice recording device, the one that journalists often use. You know, when they interview somebody, they put it on the table, a little tiny. It looks like a tiny remote control. Yeah. And this thing comes with some accessories, and this is one of them is a clip-on mic. So that's what I have. I had the mic clipped on my shirt, and the thing is recording my voice, hopefully. I mean, I turned it on, and I don't know what the quality is. I'm testing it, and if it works, I might start working with that. It's weird, you know, what is the, especially when you're podcasting, what is the quality that you're striving for? I mean, you can, you see podcasters like Mark Maron and Joe Rogan, they have that cool equipment. And they sound great, but I have a $50 mic that plugs into my computer and it kind of records pretty good. I mean, depending on what you want to achieve, at the end of the day, it's just voice. It's not music. It's not trying to hit the bass and the mid and the whatever the other levels are called. But it's just a voice. If it's a clear enough recording that you can understand what people are saying, that should be good enough, I think. Like, I was listening to Joe Rogan yesterday. He released a podcast that he did in a hotel room while waiting to go on stage. And pretty good. And he said that he recorded it with his iPhone. With no accessories, just the recorder on the iPhone. And you think, what? First of all, I tried to record shit with my Android phone, and it was dog shit. What kind of iPhone is this that records perfectly? I mean, granted, he might have had somebody, you know, do some editing and filter noises before they released it and something, something. But still, it sounded pretty good. What is the quality of people, who gives a shit, right? If you understand what I'm saying, that should be good enough. I'm thinking, if this shit works, I'm gonna maybe start doing the middle week episode. I'll just call it the trucker's blog or something, because I released one podcast from a truck, and the recording was shit. So I had to cut half of it just because it wasn't, there was some weird robotic noises in the recording. I'm thinking, what kind of a shit? It is for my phone. I'm like, what is going on with this? The software is bugged or something? So I released just, I think, 7 or 8 minutes or 10. I might start to do that more regularly, and then I have the cool podcast with the cool recording on Sunday. That will save me some time. I don't know. I just feel like I need to release some, I don't know, some stand-up of mine just to let people know that I exist. Or something. And I know I have a lot of jokes. The thing is, though, you can have many jokes. You can have an hour of jokes. And then you think, oh, I mean, I can probably record an album. Or yeah, that's what I think. And here's the thing, though. If you haven't done that hour of jokes at one setting, it's a different experience. Like, I've done 10 minutes, and, you know, this was probably the longest I've done. And the other day I did 15 minutes, which doesn't sound like way longer, but if you think about it, it's 50% longer than 10 minutes. And the feeling is totally different. like you hype people up with some good jokes, and then you start feeling like you're losing some of the people by the end. So it's a thing to consider when you craft your set, you know, the way you put your jokes, in what order, and how to pace yourself and not get the people too excited at some point, because you got to keep that up till the end, and you might not be able to, and then it's going to go down. So this is, again, it's a different science thing. It's a different thing that you got to consider. So what I'm saying is, having an hour of material doesn't necessarily translate into you be able to make an hour set, because you might not be able to pull it off. It's a skill that you gotta practice, right? It's a thing that you gotta go and So I don't know. I guess I gotta keep working. Now I'll be on. I have a show. It's gonna be a Monday night, 8 o'clock, this upcoming Monday, which is October 1st, Monday. Riddles Comedy Club. That is in Alsip, which is, not sure what the address is, but it's on 111th Street. And it's a real comedy club, so you can, if you Google it, it's going to come out. It's Riddles Comedy Club. It's a showcase, Monday showcase at 8 o'clock. It's not sure what that showcase is exactly, but what I've been hearing is that if you do their open mic often enough, and if you get some laughs and all that, they might invite you to do, once every couple of months, they do a showcase. And they invite people from the open mic. And apparently, they'll have the management there, and they'll watch the show. And if they like some of the comics, they might actually invite them to do, a weekend show. And, so yeah, this is what I guess that's what I'm doing. I'll be doing a set, and I'll be auditioning essentially for the opportunity to keep working at Riddles Comedy Club. It's weird what rules those places have. You can't just show up and say, "Hey, I have jokes." No, you gotta, you know. You gotta constantly show up and push and push. You know, it's not mostly, we always think in the entertainment business, you just do something and someone notices you and go, "Oh, here's that role and that movie that's gonna make you $1 million. You know, usually it doesn't work that way. You usually like grind it and you fail constantly, and eventually something might happen, and then it happens and then it goes away. So you gotta keep on grinding. It's a continuous battle and you gotta do it. If you like what you do, you just keep doing it. And so, I'm gonna end on this, since I'm not even sure if the recording quality is any good. But, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.